your grandmother was doing the washing, how did she get it down off the line?
She always had a big clothesline across the back of the yard. Mm-hmm. And we'd hang things up, and then we'd, of course, there were no trees right where she hung the things up. The trees were all in the side and front yard. Mm-hmm. And then she had always had a couple of fig trees. Mm-hmm. And we did love those things. We'd climb up in the fig trees and sit up there and take a little pan. She'd always make us take a little pan of water and wash them. Mm-hmm. And give us a rag of some kind to wipe them off with, you know. And we'd wash those figs and sit up there and eat them. And then she had grapes and scuffnons and things like that across the backyard.
How did they bring their clothes out in from the line?
Well, she usually, I just don't remember. I guess we just folded them and brought them in a clothes basket.
What did the nails come in at your grandfather's store?
Came in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. You bought a bucket of nails. You never did go in and buy a package of nails. You bought buckets of nails of different sizes.
Can you remember what the barrels looked like?
Yeah. They had hoops about this wide, just about this far apart, all the way from top to bottom. Hoops, only the steel or metal or iron or something to hold the barrels together. And they were made, they looked like the barrels they have today, but they were stronger and heavier,
mm-hmm.
made out of heavier wood and heavier stuff that they wrapped around them.
What about bottles? Did they have bottles and containers? What
were they like? I'm trying to think.
We had in Coca-Cola bottles?
Yes, and I'll show you this. The kid has White House vinegar. That was a vinegar bottle.
Oh, that's,
and that thing must be over 100 years old. See how fancy they made it? This belonged to a decanter.
Mm-hmm. What did they put in the top of these bottles?
Corks.
Mm-hmm.
Corks.
Beautiful.
I kept this and I was going to throw it away. She died and I thought, no.
Too pretty.
I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was corked up then.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any musical instruments in the stores for children in those days?
Oh yeah, there was always a music store. We had piano stores that handled, well, they were usually called piano stores, but they handled violins and fiddles mostly that countrymen come in and buy, you know, that they out in the country, and they'd have these fiddlers conventions and all that stuff, and out in the country they played those things all the time.
And dances?
Yeah, because I never did go to any of those.
Was there any name they had for the dances?
Square dance is the most thing I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did go to one until after I was married.
Mm-hmm. Where did they have those?
In people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, people had big living rooms back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, living rooms they had back in those days, you could put two of these in them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Really
entertaining. Yeah, because they had, most families were large and they had a lot of chairs,
mm-hmm.
and mostly love seats, and they didn't have sofas, they were love seats.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.